All right, so I have a couple of things, pictures of things here. What are these things? A shirt and a hat. Is there anything special about them? They're from McCook. They're the same color. I can read it through the paper. No, I can't. It's backwards. Property of McCook Bison 2025. When you see somebody, or when you see a bunch of somebodies, when you see a whole bunch of people dressed in the same colors, maybe wearing the same hats, maybe carrying or bouncing a ball, what are they called? You get a bunch of people running around with the same color and they have a ball in their hand. Maybe they're shooting hoops or maybe they're going to kick the ball. We call that a team. Have you ever heard of that before? Go Bison? Bison football? Well, let's take basketball for a second. What's the object of the game of basketball? To get as many hoops as you can. Emmett? To work as a team and do teamwork. Nice job. In order to get points, to get points. Because we're the only ones out on the court. Or is there another team? Is there another team out there too? What's their job? What are they trying to do? The same as you? Okay. So are they trying to win? Are they trying to beat us? Are we going to let them? No. How do we do better? How do we make sure that we can do the best we can? Maybe we have the coach teach us. Maybe we listen to them. Maybe they've got a rule book and we try to play to the best of the rules and see how it goes. And one of the kids pointed out to me this morning, make sure you have fun. That's pretty important. In the Bible reading today, well, I'm going to back up a bit. Did you know that we're all on the same team? We're all on the same team. Jesus died on a cross and saved us from our sins. Did you know all your sins are forgiven? Just in case you ever do anything wrong, all you got to do is talk to him about it and he forgives you. That makes us all part of the same team. But at the same time, our Bible reading tells us that there's another team, or at least there's well, we call him the devil. He wants to win too. And he's tricking Jesus or trying to trick Jesus. He's lying to Jesus, trying to get Jesus to do something wrong. That's not very nice, is it? Why did Jesus stand up against him? Why did he fight against the devil? What do you think? I know, right? It's because he loves you. Did you know that? Did you know Jesus loves you? That's kind of a pretty big deal, isn't it? And did you know that he won? When he died on the cross, he won. The devil still tries to sneak around and trick us into doing stuff, but Jesus won. We're part of the winning team. Is that a pretty good deal? Yeah. You're doing a great job today. Should we pray to him and thank him for that? Mercy. Yep, we're going to soup afterwards. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that you know them and that you have forgiven them, and we thank you that they know that. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, Lord, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray all these things trusting in you. In Jesus' name.